Now Lois is going to bring us our reading this morning, which is Joshua chapter 23, verses 1 to 8, and then verse 14. So thanks, Lois.
It's on page 239 in the Pew Bibles. Page 239. After a long time had passed, and the Lord had given Israel rest from all their enemies around them, Joshua, by then an old and well advanced in years, summoned all Israel, their elders, leaders, judges, and officials, and said to them, I am old and well advanced in years. You yourselves have seen everything the Lord your God has done to all these nations for your sake. It was the Lord your God who fought for you. Remember how I have allotted as an inheritance for your tribes all the land of the nations that remain, the nations I conquered, between the Jordan and the Great Sea in the west. The Lord your God himself will drive them out of your way. He will push them out before you and will take possession of their land, as the Lord your God promised you. Be very strong. Be careful to obey all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, without turning aside to the right or to the left. Do not associate with those nations that remain among you. Do not invoke the names of their gods or swear by them. You must not serve them or bow down to them. But you are to hold fast to the Lord your God, as you have until now. And then verse 14. Now I am about to go the way of all the earth. You know with all your heart and soul that not one of all the good promises the Lord your God gave you has failed. Every promise has been fulfilled. Not one has failed.
That verse 14 is a wonderful verse. Can I read it as well in the New King James Bible, which puts it slightly differently? Behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and you know in all your hearts and in your souls that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you. Slightly different. All the good things that he spoke concerning you has come to pass. For the last couple of weeks, we've looked at the beginning of Joshua and the start of his a new era in his life as he went into the Promised Land, as he led the people into the Promised Land. It's a bit scary, and God knew his heart, and he drew near to him and gave him great advice and great promises. And the advice he said was, look, follow my word. And now we come to the end of his life, and he's about to die. And his testimony is this: God's word is true. You can depend upon it. He is faithful to all his promises. And to those gathered around him, he was saying, my advice to you is the same advice that I received from the Lord. You can depend on God. And of all the good things that he said concerning us, it has come to pass. He said, I will rescue you from slavery. He said, I will go with you. He said, I will forgive your sin. He said, I will give you victory over the enemy. He said that I will bring you into your inheritance. And it's all come true. They say the last words of people are very, very important. These are the last words of Joshua. And God has put them in his word for us, so we could listen to this testimony, and we would be encouraged to keep going, to keep believing. And yes, the enemies are out there, the opposition, the difficulties, but God says, I will keep you safe and I will bring you through. These are the words of a man who is 110. I think was it last week or the week before, the oldest man in Ireland died, 107. I think he was up in Cavan or somewhere. This is the testimony of a 110-year-old man. His last words to us, and he is saying, hold fast. Hold fast to the word. It all came true. You might think this is a strange thing to say, but as I've been working in my own personal studies through this book, I thought to myself, what's it going to be like when I come to the end? All my words be. What legacy do I want? I don't know how many years I have left. My grandchildren think I'm very, very old. And I remember once when we were working in Cork, and my mother and father came over. This is about, I don't know, about 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, I don't know. But anyway, my mother and father were visiting us. And the order of service was basically like we have. And the children went out to Sunday club. And one of the teachers said, isn't it lovely having the pastor's father with us? The pastor's mother and father with us. And one little boy in the class said, the teacher was telling me afterwards, one of the boys in the class said, his mother and father? How old is he then? To them, like I was an old man then. And following on from that thinking, I'll surely be able to say that God's word is true. But following on from that thinking, I think, well, what do I want to happen between now and then? What do I want to happen between today? And what do I want to see happen in the rest of my life? And this is my testimony now, and I just shared it with you, and I wonder what God would say to us. My train of thought went like this. We are told in Deuteronomy that when Israel went down into Egypt, there were 70 people. And God said to them, I will multiply your family, and I will bring you into a land that I am going to give you, and your descendants will be as many as the stars of the heaven and the sand on the seashores. So from these small beginnings, this huge nation sprung up. And the challenge of that testimony to me, as I thought about, well, what do I want to see happen between now and the end of my life? And it was impressed very strongly upon me. Well, look to the Lord for blessing. Look to the Lord for growth. Look to the Lord that he will increase your numbers. Now, I know we all want to see that. But that vision sort of developed over the time I was studying in this book. And that was one of the reasons why I chose that hymn this morning. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing. Can we trust the Lord that between now and a future date, there will be a thousand tongues singing his praises? I don't know what Charles Wesley meant when he said, "Oh, for a thousand tongues." Did he mean, "I wish I had a thousand tongues to sing God's praise"? Or did he mean, "I wish there was more of us. I wish there was more of us to sing God's praise"? It happened for Joshua. They started off as 70, and they grew and grew and grew. God blessed them numerically. And is it wrong to look to the Lord and to say to him, "Lord, will you bless us numerically? Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing your praises. May there come a day." In a sense, I'd love to see a thousand, but in a sense, I might not see it. But Lord, give us the vision to look to you, that there will be a day when a thousand people will gather in one spot to sing your praises. And he spelled out their inheritance. He said, your nation will fill this land from this border to this border. And Lord, do you want us to think in geographical terms? Do you want us to think in terms of, let's say, from the Bray Church down to the Arklow Church, that you will give us 1,000 people? And there will be times when those churches, 3 at the moment, but who knows more, will gather together to sing your praises. Lord, give us vision. You are dependable. We can rest on your word. And when you say, "Hold fast the faithful word," you say too, "Hold forth the faithful word." Broadcast it. Give it out. And the promise of God, that his word will not return unto you void. It will accomplish that to which you send it. It will prosper. So Lord, give us that faith. Give us that vision to trust you, that you will bless us, that you will add to our numbers those who are being saved. That was Joshua's last words. Oh, trust God. He will not fail you. And as we have seen blessing, he could say, as we have grown numerically, keep on trusting him. The Lord just give us that vision. His word says, without a vision, the people perish. May we not just be content to just be as we are. May we not be content to just rest on what's been achieved. We thank God for what's been achieved. We thank him for the faithful ministry down through the years and the people who've served him well. But now, Lord, let us look to the future and let us trust you that you will do amazing things yet. The Lord bless his word to our hearts.